Hi, this is Dr. Jill Hubbard. Today I want to reflect on a quote from the well-known classic Christmastime movie, Miracle on 34th Street. Do you remember the part where Kris Kringle is speaking with Doris in her office at Macy's department store? She says, "Christmas is still Christmas," and he followed with, "Oh, Christmas isn't just a day, it's a frame of mind." I love the message that Kris Kringle was trying to communicate. Don't we all notice that at Christmas time, there's a different feeling in the air? People seem to try to be a little kinder, more caring, and more giving towards others. While Miracle on 34th Street is not necessarily a Christian movie with its emphasis on Santa Claus, if we put it into a Christian paradigm and look at Kris Kringle as a prototype for embodying a Jesus-like character, stay with me here, the concern Kris Kringle had about people forgetting the true spirit of Christmas and forgetting about him because of all the hustle and bustle and materialism and self-focus, isn't that also true of how Christ often gets lost in our Christmas seasons? And isn't the magic of Christmas time something we yearn for all year long? And isn't it really about the good news of good tidings and great joy of Jesus? If Christmas time is a frame of mind, then don't we constantly need to be reframing our thoughts on Jesus and being more intentional about exuding his presence in our lives towards others? Not just at Christmas, but every day of the year? We don't actually even know that Jesus was born on December 25th, nor was it likely snowy or winter time. But I'm glad we have a day that is an altar to Christ, that we can organize around the significance of God humbling himself to become a vulnerable baby, to show us the way to true salvation and life everlasting. We need days to commemorate things and to draw our attention back towards what's important. Now, I know Christmas time is hard for so many people and many of our listeners because life has not gone the way you had hoped and circumstances are such that it's hard to find joy. This is where we must remember what Paul said in Philippians 4:12. That he has learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. Joy does not come from our happenstance, as joy is deeper than happiness. And it has been proven that happy people don't actually have easier lives, believe it or not. But rather, they make a choice to focus on the good and intentionally act happy. I'm not saying it's that simplistic, only that gratitude does tend to crowd out our discontent, and that it is possible to rethink our thoughts. Here are a few New Life resources that might be of help to you. You Are What You Think by our dear Dr. Dave Stoop. Tame Your Thoughts by Max Lucado. We just did an awesome interview with him. And in the area of sexual addiction, Every Believer's Thought Life by Steve Arterburn. I do wish you all a very Merry Christmas season and pray you will consider taking your thoughts captive, which means as thoughts float in and out of our minds, the ones that don't serve us well, we let pass on through. And we become more intentional about where and how much weight to give and put our attention towards. Feelings do follow our thoughts and our actions, and our feelings don't always tell the truth. Let's lead with truth and reframe those unhelpful thoughts. Again, Merry Christmas to you all. Dr. Jill Hubbard, signing out for now.